This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pindertile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to speak or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon, so ya if you're weak. Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, February 6th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Valentine's. But hey, it's Monday. Another day, another dollar. Holla, bills got to pay. So back to work we go. But like I said, we got a great show lined up for you today. It's Monday. We will be touching base with Roscoe Thompson on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. Talking all things Abaco, and of course, we will be talking other things as well, getting Roscoe's take on several things throughout the nation. All right, that's all coming up, but before we get into that, you got to know that we are going to open up the lines as well, and if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free. Any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Like I said, we do have a lot to talk about, including the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844 for Monday, February 17th. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check out all the new arrivals online. Simply log on to finethreads.com. Keep China coercion at bay. Caribbean, a key pillar of U.S. national security. Story by Rachel Scott. Several members of the U.S. Congress have penned a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, urging that a high-level delegation be sent to the 48th regular meeting of the heads of government of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, citing the importance of the region for security and economic purposes and the need to prevent coercion by China. Now, read more on that. Interesting. U.S. Embassy official decries China's malign influence. Story by Tanika Thompson. United States Embassy Charge d'Affaires Kimberly Furnish said it is imperative that the regional partners like the Bahamas resist the malign influence of China, a country which she said makes big promises but delivers little. Furnish made the remarks while speaking at Grand Bahama Business Outlook on Thursday. Pintar defers comment on marital rape issues. While Free National Movement FNM Senator Michael Barnett Ellis has been vocal on the need for criminalization of marital rape, the party's leader, Michael Pintard, has yet to indicate what a government led by him would do about the issue. Well, Has he spoken to it as of yet, or has he deferred so he can make a definitive statement? Let's check out page 3. When asked to speak on the marital rape, he deferred to others within the party and did not respond to questions about his specific views and intentions should he become a prime minister after the next election. Marital rape remains a controversial issue in the Bahamas, with neither major party willing to express a clear intention to pass legislation to criminalize it. One need to, because it's going to be an issue. Ex-CID chief, lawyer, and cop to learn trial date. Story by Artesia Davis, the former head of the Criminal Investigation Department, a defense lawyer, and a police sergeant who faced charges stemming from corruption probe, will learn their date. Learn their trial date today. And that obviously, you know, the article refers to former Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson, Bjorn Ferguson, the lawyer mentioned, for reputed gang leader Michael Fox Jr., and Sergeant D'Angelo Rowe are facing charges stemming from the police investigation into the theft of $1.475 million from an armored car company at the airport. All right. That's just some of the stories blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. We'll get to the first break. As we get to the first break, gas tracker, Rubis 553, Esso 558, Shell 545. Y'all didn't get your pogo stick yet? You didn't get your skateboard? What about your hoverboard? Yeah, y'all better go get one. Prices like that. I got a nosebleed just reading them. Anyhow, first break under the belt. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. We'll be going live to Abaco. We'll be talking with Roscoe Thompson, all things Abaco. And, of course, today's headlines and other stories that are making waves in the nation. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Mythology and illusion, I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the ash bin. Careful, arrest the man with your false doctrine. Your false teaching, oh, what a sin.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal, and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Not even the dogs that twist against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, plead my cause, oh, Jah. And let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, O Jah. the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon stew ya if you're weak? Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Such a me got me sword, be my shield, on the battlefield. Head on, the wicked I go feel it. We will take the stand.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads. Before you get down to Roscoe and Abaco, and we get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. Got a little FYI for you. Don't forget, NRG is nutrition. Check out their world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes, and, of course, best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. And I can testify for that. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order is made with love, the highest quality ingredients, and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of their two locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. That's out there in the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And West Bay Street above Henrietta Carrella Plaza, right there on the Cable Beach Strip. Second floor, that's open until 4 p.m. And you can follow them on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. And let me tell you, the smoothies off the chain, the tuna fish sandwiches off the chain. Those dishes, definitely all good. Wide menu, great selection, great spot. Be sure to go check that out. And it's all good for you. It's healthy, so you're definitely not missing out with that. Don't forget to join Click, the Bear of the Bahamas. They invite you to Victory Fest 2025. Join Click Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs Little Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live Fanchon and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars, Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square with Click. And, of course, don't forget the 24th. This month, 242 day, all right, on Monday, February 24th, and this and every 24th of February, the 242 day, the 24th day of the second month, 242, show your Bahamian pride, fly your Bahamian flags, wear Bahamian flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequences of 242, do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc. Let's have fun with it and let's celebrate 242 Day on Monday, February 24th. All right, now we got all of that out of the way. Let's get down to Abaco. Let's check in with Roscoe Thompson. Roscoe, what's good?
What's up, Naughty? Good afternoon, Bahamas.
I'm good, man. I hope all is well with you and yours. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good Valentine. And we got lots to talk about off the headlines of the dailies. We'll get to that in a second. But boy, break it down for me. What's going on in Abaco? Get me all caught up.
Hey, we're doing good. Things are slowly moving apart, moving along. I see they had another barge. It's not, I think the tug broke down, but it's down by Treasure Key. A sand barge that was grounded. I'm trying to get some confirmation on it, if it was grounded or if they, you know, had mechanical issues and the tug came into Marsh Harbor. But besides that, you know, some fires burning in the south, keeping an eye on them. We got Bahamas Striping over here, putting some cat eyes and passing lines down on the road. So, you know, little bit going on, but still tugging along, my friend.
Tugging along, ain't no pun intended. Tug that barge off the reef. That's what they need to do.
Nah, but that hasn't come yet. And, you know, that's the thing that gets me. You know, I saw the Minister of the Environment, you know, with all these illegal burnings and charcoal pits. And we have the same thing here in Abaco. And I know many other family islands have it, too. But we still haven't got the final word on the diesel leak or the diesel spill. you know. And another thing is the barge on there. I mean, come on, how is it just going to break up there, and that's what we're left with? So I'm a little disappointed in the minister. And it makes me wonder, because I see a lot of photo ops recently, not just with him, but with all other ministers and that. And it makes me wonder if it seems like they're in election mode.
Huh? Repeat that?
I said it seems like they're in election mode. You know, all these things happening, you know, the minister in the paper, this one's in the paper, this one's saying this. Brave Davis today talking about Pike and the Bahamian side of it, Island Grid. You know, they should be done this, you know, this year or something. It just seems like it reminds me of, you know, in years past. It's like so much is going on.
Yeah, it's kind of, like you say, it's eerily reminiscent of years past.
Here's the catch. But a lot of Bahamians don't look at the headlines and see we've doubled our deficit in the first quarter.
In the first quarter, yep.
You know, I mean, come on, we have to wake up. I mean, spending isn't doing it for us.
No, man. How you mean that? That's the ticket.
That's the ticket, eh?
Rack them up. Spin it. Drunken sailor economic model.
Yeah, well, we're in a world of trouble, man, Norty. I mean, when you think about it, our debt, you know, that it's mind-boggling, that's all. I mean, it just really, really throws me for a loop that their prudence in, you know, budgeting and managing money, it seems to not, they don't have any. It's, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I think the honeymoon is definitely over. I think a lot of people are disgruntled. A lot of people are concerned about the cost of living. You know what I mean? Concerned about a lot of things, taxes, concerned about, you know. I mean,
think about it. What, you know, I know the bird flu had nothing to, you know, it affected the whole U.S., but what happened to the Golden Yoke Farm, the Golden Yoke Initiative? You know, I mean, I haven't heard much about that.
That Golden Yoke, we got to get Gerard Dahlberg back on here to talk more about that. But I'll be honest with you. the Golden Yoke, or is that the Golden Yoke that broke? Because obviously, it hasn't come to fruition. And I've heard all kind of allegations swirling pertaining to that. Money that was allegedly allocated to that program has now been moved and used for other things, allegedly. So I don't know.
It's just dumbfounded because even...
And then without a Freedom of Information Act, you can't find anything out, Roscoe. No, but how long have you been crying about that?
You can't get any information. Only what the government wants to give you, which is ridiculous. But when the FNM was in power, boy, you couldn't slip nothing past that. You know, that opposition was nailing you to the cross. But it seems like it's different for one set than the other set.
Well, you know, we've sadly for years had rules for thee and not for me that have permeated, you know, politics and society. And it's not cool, but obviously it's part of who we are.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sad that, you know, every day it's the same, every week it's the same thing over and over. You know, it's like, when are we going to move ahead? When are we going to take this country forward rather than backwards? We have so much to offer, you know, and when we talk about, you know, our natural resources, our sun, our sand, our sea, whatever it may be, you know, it's you have to diversify in regards to other things, you know. Right now, I got friends here in Abaco that are incubating their own eggs because with bird flu, they can't bring in chickens to hatch.
Correct.
You know, so it's put a strain on the island farmers, and I'll call them island farmers, or the ones that are raising chickens and things like that, because, you know, with the eggs being up to $12 a dozen, you know, people that are selling them are anywhere from $6 to $8, you know, in that regard. So you're saving $4, but you cannot buy the quantity because we do not have the people producing, and now they have to incubate the eggs to hatch them because you can't bring in any because of the bird flu.
Dear God.
It's like I don't know, Nordy. We running like hamsters on the wheel. You know that, Roscoe? Just running in circles.
Just spinning and spinning.
Stuck in the mud.
And to be honest with you, I don't even think the passing of the medical marijuana bill is going to really benefit the people that...
I think it's being rushed. I think there's some you know, spots they need to really...
Address
and balance it out. And all behemoths need to be a part of the process. It can't just be the same old, you know, who are either politically connected or, you know, have the expendable wealth, you know what I mean, ready at hand to be in that market with licenses. Shouldn't it be all behemoths
have
an opportunity to get into the market and deal with it?
100%. I think it should be all behemoths, you know, having that opportunity to do it and not the select few that it seems that it keeps reverting back to. You know, it needs to be done the right way. I don't want to see just all these number guys and, you know, other people, because they got the money, you know, give average behemoths an opportunity to put a business plan together that know what they're doing. Give them the opportunity too.
I think that you hit the nail right on the head. Behemoths, all behemoths need to be part of the program or part of the process.
Yeah, part of the process.
And on a level playing field. And it can't be the same old, you know, the usual suspects. When you connect the dots, you see, you know, who they are. And it's just another follow the money trail where the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and behemoths are disenfranchised.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
So hopefully we can get... A proper bill that speaks to all levels of it, too. And it can't just be sacramental and medicinal. It needs to be medicinal, recreational, sacramental, and it also needs to have the proponents with the legislature to address all.
I agree with you 100%, my friend. I agree with you. I think a lot of behaviors would agree, too.
All right, let's get to some of these headlines, Roscoe. I mean, we're not missing out anything else in Abaco, right?
No, man. No, not... Okay. Not today. The besides, you know, the hurricane shelter still coming along. I'm hoping that'll be finished
one day. The roof's still on?
Yeah, the roof's still on.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, let's look at some of the headlines in today's Guardian. This is the major headline right here. Keep China coercion at bay. Caribbean, a key pillar of U.S. national security. This story by Rachel Scott. And apparently several members of the U.S. Congress penned a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, urging that a high-level delegation be sent to the 48th regular meeting of the heads of government of the Caribbean community, CARICOM. And obviously that concern is to prevent, you know, citing the importance of the region for security and economic purposes and the need to prevent coercion by China.
And I will go back to Baha Amar and look what they did to...
Do you think that was coercion by China?
Well, what do you think it was? Coercion by this the former PLP administration and that's a China state-owned company. So you don't think they had ties with that, my friend?
Well, I have a statement from the foreign minister. Or is that the minister of affairs and foreign?
That's a wasted breath.
But anyway, in all fairness, I want to make sure to get it out there. You know, corporate has sent it to me to make sure I get on, so I'm going to get it on. Statement from the foreign minister on Bahamas, United States, and China for immediate release, 17th of February, 2025, which is today. In light of recent reported comments about the Bahamas, the United States, and China, I wish to state the following. We are not involved, nor do we see ourselves as engaged in or part of any ideological war or geopolitical brinksmanship. To state the obvious, we are 50 miles off the coast of the United States with an import-based economy, where, for example, 90% of the food we eat is sourced by the United States. We have significant cultural and family ties with the people of the United States. Almost every Bahamian has a family member who is American. We have diplomatic relations with China just as the United States does. We do not interfere in China's internal affairs, and they do not interfere with ours. There is no evidence to support the view that this country is being used as a platform by China to attack the United States. We will not be party to any such effort. The relations with China are based on mutual respect. The investments in the Bahamas are purely commercial terms, are on purely commercial terms. There is no ideological quid pro quo. We are committed by agreement when we recognized the People's Republic of China in 1997 to the One China policy. We adhere to it just as the United States does. We welcome all legitimate investment to our country, and each is scrupulously examined to ensure that when approved, it will ensure to the benefit of the Bahamian people and to the security interests of our neighbors. We are in an active search for inexpensive capital to continue with our infrastructural agenda. If American capital is available, then there is a list of study projects that we have to be funded. It is important for both the media and the public at large to appreciate these facts. End. Now, does that just sound like more fluff?
Mouth could say anything.
And posturing, like, and pontification?
I mean, come on. Yeah.
We only huge embassy on Montague coming down Shirley Street, Roscoe? Is that a mirage? Or am I in a different metaverse?
Nope. But, Naughty, there it is again. Here,
I think it's disingenuous to China to pass it off like, we cool, but it ain't like that. We are very much so.
We're very much in bed with China.
I mean, if you look at over the years, I mean, they've been a big investor in this country. And, you know, we've had diplomatic relations with them and talks.
Well.
So don't insult Bahamian's intelligence with the fluff, with the pontification, with the verbal diarrhea. It's horrible.
I agree with
you. Do you really think, with one of the largest embassies outside of America in the world and just really finished building to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, do you think the U.S. embassy would make such statements to deities in this country, keep China coercion at bay, and use such a word, strong word as coercion, if they weren't concerned or if there wasn't instances not only here in the Bahamas, but within the region, thus that they wanted to meet at CARICOM? And we all know the whole China-America bad blood been going on for years.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. You have two superpowers, and, you know, you have the U.S. that, like you say, is 50 miles away from us. At one point, that was our biggest tourist draw is from the U.S. and Canada in that way, North America. And we branched out over to Europe and the Middle East, you know, further east. I mean, when you look at it, it's scary to know the deals that have been cut with the Chinese government that we'll never know about, just because of the lack of
the deals that have been cut with various governments, Chinese, American, and others in the region. And and again, wait for it, no Freedom of Information Act. We stay blind and oblivious to everything.
No, I
by design.
Which is sad. Which is really sad. I mean, Naughty, I don't have any ill will, you know, towards China or the US, but, you know, you would think that our closest ally and our closest, where we draw a lot from, second home owners, visitors, cruise ships, whatever it is, sits 50 miles off our coast. And if you look at the rest of the Caribbean or other parts of the Caribbean, you'll see a, you know, China heavily invested in these countries. For what reason? You know, so when we look here,
obviously it's a blueprint that works for them, but is it one that's really beneficial to the region?
And that's something that I guess we'll know in time, I hope, or we might never know.
For real. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up, Naughty St. Petersburg? What's up, Roscoe? Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, St. Pete?
Hey, Roscoe, yeah, I was telling you, during the hurricane, what's called the big hurricane, how did Morris Island do, man?
Moore's Island fared okay. Because
okay.
Yeah, when the hurricane when Dorian came.
Yeah, when I'm sorry. Sweetest Key, we used to take the boat and go to Moore's Island all the time, man.
Yeah, no, Moore's Island fared well in regards from Dorian. So they might have had a little bit of damage here and there, but it wasn't like Central Abaco, Marsh Harbor, Murphy, Dundas Town, Spring City, and as far north as Cooperstown, Green Turtle, Blackwood. You know, it really pounded that area in the Keys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Naughty, man, like I said, about China's biggest import is really not their money, you know, it's their people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if you go to Jamaica or you go to Trinidad now, man, China, they invest billions and billions of dollars in Jamaica. Man, they done put in new highways. I mean, if you go down to Jamaica, especially like in the Montego Bay area, man, China taking over, man. I telling you, man. And they bring in, one thing with the Chinese people, when they bring their people, they have a lot of money. So they give these people money to open up businesses and stuff. Like the other people in the Caribbean, they can't get that money. China.
And then when you get money to open up businesses, you end up having foreign nationals monopolize a liquor store, a restaurant, a wholesale agency, rewind and repeat.
That's what they do on every other corner. And they have... Them Chinese women have a baby every 11 months, man.
And that's not the only set of foreign nationals that are here doing the same thing in one way, shape, or form, in a different way, shape, or form, all right? So buddy, I'm not singling out Chinese nationals.
That, but our last name, all these people coming to the Bahamas, you know, man, it's going to be extinct soon, man, because everything will be mixed up. You ain't have the most, like the Rolls and the Smiths and the Browns and stuff. It's in another 20, 30 years, man. It could be all kind of Indian and Chinese and different names, man. But, you know, China got a lot of money, and these governments, they sell out the people, man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them get money, a lot of them getting kickbacks, man, you know what I'm saying? China buying them out, man.
All right, St. Pete, good stuff. Yeah. I appreciate it. I got a couple other calls. Good stuff, though, man. Thanks for the chime in, bro. Be safe. We'll hear from you in the 5 o'clock when we talk sports. Let's get to the other ones. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Nori.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Afternoon, Roscoe.
Rock.
Hey, good afternoon. By Freddie Boy, you see where if you scroll down more, it says Nation of Sales for the highest bidder, like with Sam Bankman-Fried or anyone else that got money?
I didn't hear what you said, Carla.
If you scroll down on what you read out for Freddie Boy, right?
You mean the statement from
the statement, yeah. If you scroll down from that, do you see where it says Nation for Sales for the highest bidder? Oh, it ain't on there yet.
No, that must be written in invisible ink.
This Toby A.
That's the voice you can't hide, man.
He traveling the world, man.
Where are you today? I see you left Amsterdam. Where you at now?
I can see you all later. Take it easy.
All right, Smitty. All right, Smithers. All right. I get... Mr. Smith, I got Toby's, sarcasm.
Yeah, and Toby was one on the front lines that got, I'm going to say it.
He ran hard for this administration in the good faith that they were going to do him right because the previous administration didn't do him justice. Now they turned around and gave him the double bamboozle slammy.
Exactly, and that's one thing, they talk about. Bahamianization
and it's amazing how many tour operations are set up on Athol Island, for example, and a couple others that are not owned by Bahamians and foreign entities.
Athol Island is supposed to be a preserve. There should be no development there.
You got to look at all these things, Roscoe.
I understand that, but here it is.
But we got Bahamians getting displaced and denied, but foreign entities are coming in and setting up shop in the excursion business, which should be exclusive to Bahamians like retail is.
Well, all excursions are supposed to be Bahamian-owned and Bahamian-operated.
Correct.
You know, you see somebody like Lincoln Deal that invests in the glass, the new boats, the see-through boats and correct. That type of stuff. You know, and you have Bahamians that are willing to do this, but then you allow a developer to come in and then cut out certain people. You know, that's not right.
All right. got some text to jump into there, Roscoe. You ready?
I'm ready when you are, Bala.
Naughty and Roscoe, the golden yolk turned out to be the golden folk tale. Nothing coming out of that. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Our tax dollars buy and refurbished drug planes. Who cares about the deficit? Where is that alleged drug plane that we purchased?
Yeah, that would be good. Wow.
Naughty and Roscoe, I see why the embassy says what they say. You know, just ask Sarkis if the government is in bed with China. Or Sarkis.
Sarkis, well, that's what I said. I think he got the raw end of the deal through the government and with China, the China Construction Company.
Naughty, any word on the Bahama and LPIA drug smuggling scandals yet? I hope America sanctions the Bahamas. Why would you hope that?
No, you don't. That would.
Yeah, you know you could bring your tax. I could read the ones that make sense. The ones that are purely borderline on the idiotic.
I mean, you think about that. If they had to sanction.
Why would you wish that on this country? You got enough suffering going on as it is. You want more?
You think the cost of living is high now? Let the U.S. sanction us and see what happens. I mean that text. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but, you know, the fact of the matter is the Bahamas doesn't need it because right now we're getting bamboozled and hoodwinked and run amok every day with this administration.
You're being nicer in your descriptions.
Well, you know who that came from, right?
Yeah, I remember
a gentleman who ran a couple years ago. He used those words very well down. I think it was north of Luther or something.
And it actually came from the movie X, Malcolm X with Denzel Washington.
Correct.
All right. Naughty. Rubio already said he'd blow up the Bahamas if it was a threat from a foreign entity. Now, that wasn't Rubio. That was DeSantis. But, yeah, man, Ron got to worry about his high-heeled boots. Don't worry about the Bahamas. That guy always said he's way off base with that. That makes no sense. Why would you attack a country that keeps your Walmart in business year-round? You ain't going to do that.
Not just their Walmart, man.
Yeah, that was the top of the line, man. But they did all that. Tarjay and all that, the other ones and all, too, all over there. All the restaurants, all the shopping, all the malls.
People don't realize back in the day, a lot of Bahamians went and, Coral Gables, the Grove, all that area. A lot of that were built by Bahamians, you know. Bahamians were involved in that. They went over there as a labor force.
Naughty and Roscoe, if you don't want to get sanctioned, get out of the Chinese bed. Now, yeah, but you don't mean me and Roscoe. You mean the country. I get it. But at the end of the day, you still don't want to wear sanctions, on us. Let's find another way to deal with this situation. Be as cooperative as we can and try to avoid sanctions. Because, like I say, this American administration, the new Trump administration, if they could sanction you, they could sanction you.
If they sanctioned us, I mean, you just hypothetically, when you think about it.
Well, text, I remember your number. If they do sanction us, I can call you out and put you all over the radio and say it's your fault. You caused this. You put mouth on us, and it's your fault. Let them sanction some. It's your fault, Dexter. You got to make light of some of these situations or you'll scream.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Naughty, stop it. Bahamians aren't keeping any stores in America operational. Now, Dexter, don't run off the reservation now, okay? It's clearly, if you look at the Florida Chamber of Commerce and you look at business reports from the state of Florida, they will clearly show that the Bahamian dollar is on the radar, is on the mark, does make a difference, is part of the bottom line for them. So please, I know you have your blinders on and you sticking to your points and but at the end of the day, you can't say the Bahamian dollar does not build, especially the state of Florida. And the Bahamian dollar is felt throughout the United States. Whether it's shopping, whether it's business, whether it's school, whether it's medical, we spend in the States. So don't say that the dollar is all part of the process. And it's big all times. Part of that foreign capital that is injected into the States due to services and goods. So please, spare me that. All right? And spare me sanctions on the 242 as well.
And you know, Naughty, it'd be great to know, too, and I'll put this out there, you know, they had, I'd like to get some information on what's happening with Treasure Key. And I know the heads of the agreement were signed a little while ago. But it would be nice to get an update from the government and the owners on what's transpiring there. Is the deal going through? You know, it's kind of gone. I know they were doing some surveying up there and I guess dotting all their I's and crossing all their T's.
I don't know, man, but it needs to be brought to light. We need to know exactly what's going on.
Well, it gets right back to the same thing that we talk about every week, the Freedom of Information Act.
Tired of saying it, but I won't stop because we need one. We desperately need one. Will we get it? Would any administration stick to it and deliver it? I don't know. But we do need one. I'll tell you that much.
They have to. Somebody has to put it to where it has teeth and it has some gumption to it. The reason why I say that party or that government that does that will probably secure the next general election.
Correct.
You know, just by knowing that you had to have a Freedom of Information Act that has teeth to it, that holds people accountable, even if it's me running for central government to know where my funds are coming from, or, you know, there's no reason when I go in, if I'm worth $1 million, when I come out, I'm worth $7 million. Something's wrong there, Naughty.
Go in $1,000 air, come out a millionaire, and nobody knows. And we've seen it happen time in and time again.
And I, just to change the subject here, you brought up something on the headlines earlier with Senator Barnett Ellis, you know, at the marital rape. And, you know, I have to give her credit for speaking out on this matter because it's something that I believe in wholeheartedly. And I do believe it's something that the party believes in, too. And I think that Pintard, when the time is right, will address it. In regards to that, you know, Naughty, if your wife tells you no, what does that mean?
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's all. You could be married or not. If the woman tells you no, a man tells you no, then it's no.
And people fail to realize it is a two-way street. When you talk about marital rape, it goes both ways. So I think it's a subject that we need to have been put to bed a long time ago.
And
the loopholes in the legislation should be closed. And it's something that needs to be addressed. It shouldn't be talked about all hush, hush, and quiet. It's a real issue that needs to be dealt with and needs to be talked about and needs to be solved.
And our laws, too. These men raping 6, 7, 13-year-olds, getting 5 years, 7 years. We have to do something as a country. Our legislators have to change these laws. If you are having sex and you're taking advantage of a 13 or 14-year-old and you get 5 years, I mean, come on. I mean, Naughty, that's unheard of, especially with two.
Yeah.
I mean, these things need to be addressed and they need to be dealt with. I mean, and it seems this administration is stepping around all these issues and not addressing none of them. I know they are tough issues to address, but that's what you're there for. You're there to address legislation, moving this country forward, being accountable and transparent to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And this administration likes, with all the issues going on, likes to govern with what I call the ostrich model. Just stick your head in the sand, wait for things to blow over, and then when everything goes, okay, let's put out a little statement, let's keep it moving.
That's a good.
It's crazy. Let's check these other texts. All right, Naughty, we got to agree to disagree. I highly doubt we keep America running. I didn't say we keep America running now, but I said we contribute to the bottom line. It's not like we're invisible. We are part of it.
We do, Naughty. Just as an example, with my son going to college, I mean, that's when he was in Florida, West Palm Beach Atlantic, you know, each year it went up. It started off at 27,000 a year, and then it went up to 30 and 32, you know, and that's with a scholarship.
Oh, boy.
Now he's out at Arizona State, the Sun Devils, so it's a little less
expensive. I know you're enjoying the heck out of Arizona. Was that Rocky?
Yeah.
Tell him enjoy Arizona, man. It's a good little spot. He'll have fun there. But like I said, it is, you know, we all have, you know, children abroad, and it ain't cheap.
Nope.
And who benefited off that? Not us. Uncle Sam.
That's
one way
Sam.
Or another. So don't say we don't contribute to the Bahamas. I mean, the Bahamas don't contribute to that bottom line. We do. The Bahamas injects billions into the southern states. Okay, aren't the southern states part of America? So the other tax, good tax right here. I got you. But that's a good tax in point. To the other taxes point that we don't do it. We do. We are a part. It is felt. If it's the southern states, the northern states, the eastern or western, regardless, obviously in the southern states because of proximity, we have made impactful contributions. Anyway, Roscoe, it's been fun, but we got to run, my brother. We'll do it again next Monday. I hope you have a great remainder of the week down there in Abaco. And we'll
do it again
next Monday, man.
God bless and... You know, God bless the Bahamas, and let's just move, keep talking along. Let's just keep doing what we got to do, and you have a great week. Stay out of trouble.
And let's get it right.
All right, my friend. Thank you for having us on again. And next week, I'll try to get Daphne from the Chamber of Commerce to join us. We haven't had her in a little while.
Sounds like a plan, man. Good stuff, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday, man.
All right, Bo. Be safe.
You too. All right, we'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. It's Monday. He's got the three ball for you. Then we'll get into the news. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be joining us. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Lost the words of your substance. I'll never go.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition. Ready to go.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa! Buenos dias! Soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Monday. And it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the three words for today, the 275. 275. That's your three words for today. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman are born vegan, so...
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I'll never go where the pagans go, never do what the heathens do, cause...
We're back at you on the Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads. And listen, I got a couple of things I got to address from the first hour. Look for Pearly, man. Pearly trying to zoom in right now. But, you know, we were talking, you know, candidly with Roscoe on a lot of things. And these two texts, I wanted to get in. Naughty, paper sits still and allows anyone to write anything on it. The U.S. knows exactly what's going on. And this one right here, just in you know, I the text is going back and forth. One says, you know, the bombers did not contribute to the growth of America and to the bottom line. Got another one bringing the facts. Naughty, that's your text. Your other text to have this one. FYI, from state.gov website, U.S. exports to the Bahamas were valued at $5.6 billion in 2022, resulting in a $3.9 billion U.S. trade surplus. Now, and you know, we got the biggest and best listeners in the world, and you're smart too. You gotta do your research. Naughty, it's not clear if tourist travel is covered by this figure, but if it isn't, at the record 9 million cruise tourists with $80 spent per tourist, we're at 720 million cruise tourist revenue total. Still a surplus of $3.8 billion in the U.S.'s favor. There you go. But don't tell us we don't contribute to the bottom line, because we do. Okay? All right. So we got the Pearl chiming in. What's going on, Pearly?
Right here, my brother, right here in this corner.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good Valentine's?
Yeah, very, pretty good. Pretty quiet. Pretty good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Glad you had a good quiet weekend.
That's no way. Let me say it. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's no November. Ain't no babies can be here. That's not that much.
Okay. So what happened? You were you weren't shooting well that night? You were cold?
At my age, I don't need no cheering. I don't need to be getting up making no bottle in the middle of the night. You know how old I am? I got a six in front of my age now, you know.
That Methuselah baby.
You know, I made no grandchildren.
There you go.
I can always try. And I tell my grandson, I can always drop him back to your bar.
There you go.
What's happening, right, man? I do. You know, did you enjoy the All-Star game yesterday?
Listen, first and foremost, me and MJ had an awesome Valentine weekend. That was great. I have a new nephew or niece.
Oh, super. I'll be godfather.
Anyhow, the All-Star game, like you said, you know, uh-huh. And props to MJ. You know, love of the pieces, great Valentine weekend. Thank you for all the gifts and all that good stuff and vice versa. It was my pleasure and boom, get out of the way.
All right. On Facebook, couldn't help but see it.
And then, you know, hey, ain't no shame in my game. So anyway, let's break this down. The All-Star game. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the only part of the Valentine weekend that MJ and I both agreed was like a letdown. That is not the kind of All-Star game we're used to seeing. Not the kind of All-Star game that I think a lot of us grew up watching. I think the NBA All-Star weekend has lost its luster.
It has. They have to do something different. I mean, the NFL realized that it had lost the luster, and they came up with something different. I think the flag football thing is a pretty cool thing. I don't know. Maybe they need to go USA.
I think the Pro Bowl sucks too. But anyway, we'll talk about that more on who's in, who's out. But right now, we got Today in Sports History lined up, and we got a caller I'll get to you in a second. That's our knockout today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, Naughty Johnny's great for you Monday through Friday for breakfast, for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, let's jump on in. Today, on this day in sports history, on February 17th, on this day, 1924, swimmer Johnny Weissmuller set a world record in the 100-yard freestyle. He did it with a time of 57.25 seconds in Miami, Florida. Anybody else know an interesting fact about Johnny Weissmuller? He later went on to play Tarzan, the original Tarzan.
Yeah, he's the original Tarzan in the movie.
There you go. 1943.
Yeah, I remember that.
1943. Joe DiMaggio of the New York Yankees joined the U.S. Army as a voluntary inductee. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors scored 67 points against the St. Louis Hawks. 1967, yep. Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors scored the first of an NBA record 35 consecutive field goals without a miss.
Yep.
1968, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame opened in Springfield, Massachusetts. 1979, Jerry Sloan became the first player for the Chicago Bulls to have his number retired. He wore number 4. Later went on to coach the Utah Jazz.
Yep.
2003, Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys and owner Jerry Jones agreed that releasing Smith from the team was a win-win situation. The formal announcement was made on February 27th, one of the saddest days in Cowboys history.
Yeah, that was a sad day. I remember some of y'all crying. Yep.
Sports quote of the day. You have to perform at a consistently higher level than others. That's the mark of a true professional. Joe Paterno. And I could leave anything I have to say about Pa Bear alone. Are you still
there? Yeah, leave that alone.
Anyhow, that's a wrap on today in sports history. Let's get into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course. Call, I was just about to come to you. You can hit me back if you want to. All right, we'll get right to you. The local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the $9.95 Royal Deal. Choose your sandwich. The Double BK King Jr., the Double Big King Jr., or the original chicken sandwich. And that comes along with 4-piece nuggets, a deluxe drink, a value fries, and a cookie. Yes, be sure to check them out today. $9.95, VAT included, at your favorite Burger King Nassau location.
All Super. Right,
now let's check out the local scene, the local sports. And like I say, baseball underway, both leagues, JBLN and Freedom Farmer games over the weekend. And we also had track and field. Athletes qualify at Diana Lynn Thompson Classic. A handful of athletes qualified for the 2025 Carifta Games at the Roadrunners' 19th annual Diana Lynn Thompson Track and Field Classic at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium on Saturday.
There also been D-Day. A lot of in-aid stuff scored some athletes not to qualify.
There you go. Raptors, Royals, Rattlers, and T-Wolves win GSSSA titles. Story by Sheldon Longley. The Government Secondary School Sports Association GSSSA basketball championship wrapped up on Saturday at the F. Adley Gymnasium. Just the junior and senior girls were extended to decisive third games on Saturday. The junior and senior boys finished in a two-game sweep on Friday. In the senior boys division, the Anatole Rogers Timberwolves dethroned the three-time champion C.I. Gibson Rattlers, finishing that series off in a two-game sweep. They won game 2, 83-65 on Friday after taking game 1, 67-62 on Tuesday. In the other division decided on Friday, the D.W. Davis Royals, and let me get to the results. You know, I got to turn the page. The Royals from D.W. Davis, they ended up winning, and obviously I got to unstick the paper, you know? Sometimes the paper is getting stuck.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. They outlasted the C.H. Reeves Raptors, winning 53-51 to take the series 2-1. They won game 171-46 on Tuesday. In the decisive third game of the Junior Girls Championship, the Raptors defeated the Royals 35-23, successfully coming back to win the last two games of the series, after dropping game 1. They lost game 1 on Tuesday, 36-34 in overtime, and they squeezed past the Royals in game 2, 42-41, and then got a convincing win in game 3. Senior girls division went to three games after losing game 1, 37-31. The Rattlers stormed back to win 2 straight over the CV Bethel Stingrays and get a backdoor sweep. They won game 2, 30-24 on Friday, and took game 3, 38-28. So good basketball action coming in over the weekend for sure. And then Hugh Campbell Tournament gets underway today, so that should be exciting. Hugh Campbell Tournament is kicked off today. For God's sake, can a team from Nassau and New Providence win? I mean, I tired of hearing my wife bragging that the trophy going back to Grand Bahama because it's their trophy. You ain't tired of hearing that too, Pearly?
Sometimes. Most times.
I'm tired of it. Hugh Campbell Trophy does not belong to Grand Bahama. It just doesn't. All right, let's slide into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check out all three Tropical Gyros locations. You got the flagship store, Mackey and Rosetta, or Mackey and Madeira. What is that? Mackey and Rosetta, right? And they're open until 6. Then you got the Prince Charles location going on for you. And, of course, out there in the West, the R&D location, open until 8 p.m. You definitely want to check them out, man. Big up to Chef Carmen and the crew over there at Tropical Gyros doing big, big, big things. Yes, indeed. Nothing like them gyros, man. They're off the chain. They are really, really off the chain. All right. Let's get into it, Pearly. I think that format for the NBA All-Star game yesterday, that should be out instantly.
Yeah, I don't like that. Maybe they should go to World against the U.S. Might be something good.
I didn't really have a problem with the teams. How they were made up, I had a problem with them playing the 40 points. You take a lot of gamesmanship of basketball out when you're playing the 40. You're playing against a clock. It's whoever scores the most in the quarter. Now you got different opportunities. You know what I mean? You could get to 40-36, make a little run, and they, boom, game over. But if you're playing that 12-minute quarter, you got an opportunity to milk it right down against the clock and still get the win. And then it didn't help that for the Rising Stars, I think Dalton Connect was robbed.
Yeah.
He was scoring a ton of points. I don't know how he couldn't won that Rising Stars MVP because he was putting up the numbers. And then you look at it as well, too. Got to shake your head a little bit, too, because, like I said, It was a weird format. He should have got it, I thought. You know, and they had the rookie from the Spurs that did well, but just because you lost to Matt McClung, and a white boy won the dunk contest for the third year in a row, that don't mean Dalton Connect should have been.
Oh man, that was the only thing. That was the only thing good about the thing is his dunks. The kid from Cleveland. I think it was in Cleveland or.
Yeah, which one?
Who came second?
Uh-huh.
He was all right.
No, he's from San Antonio. He's from San Antonio.
San Antonio, yes. That white kid, get down. I like his creativity. I like...
Matt McClung is a wild man.
Yeah. They say he had more dunks than he scored points in the league.
Pretty much, because he don't ever really be in the league. He's a G League guy. They bring him up to the NBA every now and again, but to be honest with you, he could just straight jump out the gym.
You sure can.
Can't take that from him. He got some springs. He gets up there. Got to give him his credit. And he gets creative with the dunks, too. I mean, the last one, a dude spinning on a hoverboard, you catch one and dunk it, grab another ball and dunk it before you come down. I mean.
And then the one where he jumped, took it, touched the rim, and then dunked it. I thought it was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, he earns his 50s now. I can't take it away from him. Yeah. He earns his 50s.
That was some good. That was good. Other than that, I didn't like the three-point shooting. I thought Buddy just folded up in the finals. He should have won that. I was not impressed. I was not impressed with the weekend. It did not impress me at all. I thought the games were a waste of time. I wasn't going to watch it, and I decided to watch it, and I'm sorry I did.
Ah, boy. I think a lot of us were disappointed.
But Draymond Green was on point. I mean, he didn't mince his words. He called it garbage.
It is garbage. It's straight garbage. LeBron pulling out and not playing, I think that's straight garbage, too.
But that right there was selfish. That was selfish of him because he knew he wasn't going to play. He should have pulled out a long time ago and allowed someone else to get a shot. That was very selfish of him to enjoy all the festivities and in time to come play. You pull out. I thought that was very important.
I was already upset that Ja Morant wasn't on the All-Star squad. He got the numbers to be on there. How come he don't get on the squad?
Yeah, exactly. Shannon Sharp. He ate into LeBron for that. Stephen A. Smith almost had a baby. He was so excited about Shannon Sharp being real about what LeBron did. It was selfish of him. It was selfish.
But LeBron's very selfish.
I said, oh, Lord, Naughty, hear this. Naughty's going to eat this one up.
No, I just asked LeBron being LeBron. That don't change. That's who he is. That's what he does. It's those kind of things that alienate folks. But as we get into who's in and who's out, man, news out of the NFL, looks like Minnesota may let Sam Darnold walk.
I would let him walk, too. I don't care how good a year he had. He folded up and it was when it counted the most. He looked like the old Sam Darnold when it counted the most.
And Kellen Moore, new head coach down there in New Orleans. So we'll see how the Saints end up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
We'll see what he can do. He's got an opportunity as a head coach now, so let's see how it happens, you know, how it works out. Trying to get Neusmeyer from Philadelphia to be the offensive coordinator. And he's interviewed Staley, the former Chargers head coach, to be the defensive coordinator. And Staley's pretty good as a defensive coordinator.
So
we'll see if Kellen has surrounded himself with people who are going to help him succeed, or if it's just New Orleans, they snake bit, they got talent issues, and they got a lot of rebuilding to do. But I think he's one who could take a last place schedule and get that team in the conversation, you know?
Okay, if you see me cut out for a minute, I'm switching from my data to Wi-Fi, so it does that every once in a minute. But just give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, man, no problem. If you get dropped, it's all good. What we'll do is we'll take that fresh break now, and then on the flip side of the break, we'll get back into it. We'll be talking NBA, we'll be talking NFL, and of course, I'm sure we'll be talking baseball too, because pitchers and catchers have reported. So I'm sure we'll hear some baseball news from Pearly as well too. That and more coming up as the Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When the wicked rise against the eye, order my steps, soldier. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. 'Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon too, ya, if you're weak? Whoa, be my castle, and let me stand.
Bloody Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Pinda has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinda Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation, boy. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman are born pagan, so I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do a
for the heathens, no cause. Rastafari by the guidance. I'll never say what they daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Hey, Rasta words of your substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do, cause. Rastafari by the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked heart say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All the eyes be no guy. So mythology and illusion I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the admin. Careful the Rastaman with your false doctrine, your false teaching. Oh, what a sin thing. Justice in disguise, it's salvation that is seeking. From the throne of David, yeah, with obvious that is lifting. You have the respect for the king of all kings. So his name I'll be always exalting. So I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari by the guidance. I'll never say what the idolaters say. For Emperor Selassie I yet trust and obey. Rasta words of your substance. I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari by the guidance. Never say what the wicked heart say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All the eyes be no guide.
Oh, we're back at ya on the Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And yeah, man, Pearly. We got Pearly Bob.
Oh,
yeah, listen.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You got it. You know, we got to bring it though, Pearly, because a lot of people hit me telling me, man, Naughty, I got the football withdrawal. Well, listen, let me tell you how you deal with football withdrawal. You deal with the NBA because the NBA now matters. You know, the All-Star game is over. It now matters. So you watch the NBA, the playoffs, the finals. You got March Madness coming up right around the corner. Get your brackets out, all you bracketologists, college basketball. The NCAA men's and women's tournament, the Final Four, is around the corner in both those categories. And then, in addition to that, you still have the NHL going on. You've got the EuroLeague soccer going on. You've got horse racing kicking up in May with the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont. And, of course, you've got auto racing still going on if you follow that. But, more importantly, pitchers and catchers have reported. So, baseball is right around the corner. January, February, March, April.
First season games start on Thursday.
Correct. Correct. And how many preseason games they play? About 20, right? 25?
About that, yeah.
So just in time for April.
Spring training. This, actually, by the end of March, the season starts. So you play for about a month.
Correct. End of March, beginning of April, boom. Baseball right back at you.
If you want to see the stars play, you got to catch the first two or three innings. After that, the disruption. I mean, the AAA guys and all the guys who are trying to make that one spot play.
And then after you get through, baseball opening day in March, you head into April, and that's the NFL draft.
Yeah.
You get through the draft in April, you're in May. It's Kentucky Derby time. Baseball, is now getting underway. You got some good, you can look at the teams and know who they are,
Yeah.
The NBA Finals should be coming up in May, I think, if I'm not mistaken. May or June, by that time. And then there's July. And we got to wade through July. But by God, here's August. And what's in August? Preseason football. In September, the NFL is right back at you.
So let's get to March Madness. Let's get you the start of the WNBA before we worry about
I was just trying
football.
To present a roadmap. Okay, Pearly? For those in football withdrawal.
You have the NFL combines later on this month, I think it is, or early next month.
Right.
So you get to see some football players. And then you have actually the summer league starts soon too,
Which summer league?
The W or the XF or whatever. I don't know what they call it now.
Yeah, but I try to avoid that. That was bad. That I really got to be jonesed up for a football game to watch that. Really got to. Can't tell you where to lie. But
that's true though.
Let's go to the phone line real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, always in Audi.
Hey, what's going on, Skiller?
What's it, boys?
Hey, Skiller, what's happening?
Everything good. I think we got an agreement on the all starting them.
Only what? Game, we have to agree on something today? Wow.
I can tell you the honest truth. I didn't even watch the championship. When they played the first two semifinals, I said, it make no sense playing the championship. I agree with Draymond Green 100%.
Nah, in full respect to the finals, Steph did get off.
No, but let me tell you something. Playing basketball, anybody could have scored 40 points in like about 10 minutes. Come on, man. What about the record what everyone is trying to break? How are they going to do that? You ever thought about that?
That record, they ain't breaking that no more. That's why.
That's what they're saying, and that's what
they're saying. 390-some points they scored in the last year.
What? Huh?
The 300-plus points they scored last year.
Who did win?
I can't remember when it was. There was no defense.
It was in Tatum.
Yeah, I think it was the Eastern Conference that won.
Huh?
I think it was the Eastern Conference that won.
No, I mean the most points. That's what they're talking about.
You mean who won the scoring title last year in the NBA?
No, in the All-Star.
You mean this past weekend?
Huh? No, last year he's talking about. I can't remember. I can't remember who did it.
I can pull it up.
It was that insignificant to me that I did not pay attention to that.
It was in Tatum?
I don't remember.
I believe it was Jason Tatum.
Who scored the most points?
Yeah.
But what's your point about the scoring the most points, Skiller?
No, because that's how they used to judge who was the MVP.
211 to 186. The East beat the West 211 to 186. And you wanted to know what Tatum scored. All right. Giannis scored 23. Tatum had 20. Bam Adebayo had 3. Tyrese Halliburton had 32. Damian Lillard had 39. Jaylen Brown had 36. Pablo Banchero had 6. Scotty Barnes had 16. Jalen Brunson had 12. Tyrone Maxey had 10. Donovan Mitchell, 9. And Trae Young, 5. That was for the East. For the West, Durant had 18. LeBron had 8. Jokic had 13. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31. Doncic Luka had the triple sevens, 7.7 rebounds, 7 assists. Karl-Anthony Towns had 50 points in that game. Seth Curry had 16. Anthony Davis had 6. Booker, 16. Edwards, 4. That's Anthony Edwards and Edwards. Paul George, 13. And Kawhi Leonard, 5.
So Damian Miller did win the MVP then?
Because you see, no, 31. Yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns
won it. Boy. He scored the 50.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm naughty. Watch this. How much games did John Moran play?
How many games did who?
John Moran. How much game he played?
John Moran.
Yeah.
John Moran's been injured, but I mean, he had enough stats.
I mean, how much game he did play? Huh?
He had enough stats to qualify for the All-Star.
What about Luka?
Luka definitely qualified. I mean,
no, Luka didn't qualify this
Luka
year.
Luka didn't qualify because he was injured. He missed the championship.
That's what I'm saying. What about your boy from Tingham? What's his name, man? From I don't. What did his name? What Brandon Ingram was from?
The Pelicans. Zion Williams?
Yeah, what about him? How many games he play?
Zion Williams didn't only play but 40 games all last year. If no, less than that.
40 games last year? You talking about this year?
I don't think he played 5 this year yet.
Yeah? I thought he opened up. Anyhow, and Brandon Ingram. So all them wasn't qualified to make the All-Star?
Well, I don't know, but I'm looking at John Moran. He's played in 32 games. He's averaging 20 points, 7 assists, almost 8 assists, and 4 rebounds a game.
I guess he come under the same thing with Luka, and he didn't play enough games.
How you mean? And he played 32.
Yeah, he played 32, but you know how much games he missed? They did 50 something games, but
hold on. The NBA season, and out of 50, he's played more than half to qualify, bro.
But they get 50 something games now, and he only played 32 out of the 50 something. That means he missed at least 20 something games.
But he's played half of the first half of the season. He's played half of that.
Yeah, but the voting happened but 10 games ago. So he played half of the 40 plus games that they voted on.
To qualify him.
The voting happened.
But why didn't qualify him? They only qualified it by Jackson.
A lot of people got snubbed this year. You only could get 24 players.
And he was battling injuries, so I think he went the same route as Luka. Had the same fate as Luka. You were injured, you missed games, so you don't get the black.
Okay. I just don't like how that set up, though. That didn't make no sense. Because with the rising star team, they should have done it like how they used to do the regular time. The rising star played out Rakias.
Back
in the day, it used to be the rookies versus the second-year players.
Yeah, that's what they say in the South Park. That's what they used to call them.
The sophomores, yeah.
Sophomores, right. And then you had the thing where everyone who was all-star concerning the thing. I don't understand. But I think Charles Barkley them do that, you know. Because, you know, they was in charge of the thing this year, right?
No, they only picked them. The NBA did that.
No, I'm talking about any of them picked the floor mat. They were saying it. They were saying it. You didn't listen to that point?
Players.
When they were saying, the when Ernie and Tingham was saying it, Ernie and what that boy name? Who even here, a basketball
player? They picked the players.
Michael Hart or whatever he name? No, I ain't talking about Charles and was picking the players.
You listen?
I talk about the setup, how they set it up. That's what Ernie and the boy.
The format was done by the NBA. TNT was part of the marketing thing.
And they pushed
part
it.
Part of the marketing is to let each of them have a team that they coach.
And get them incorporated. But Skiller, we got a couple other calls, man. Let me get to them. Good stuff. I appreciate you. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty and Earl, my good friend. How are you all doing?
All good, man.
Well, it's amazing. You all had a long conversation with somebody who probably don't know what's going on in basketball. Steph Curry.
Hold on. We here to educate and entertain and inform. and you just called in. The jury's still out on you. Is how much you know about the NBA. So let's hear what you got.
You get that right. But I know this much, though. Steph Curry won the MVP yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? And the MVP came from the championship game. And Jason Tatum scored 15 points in that game. Steph Curry had 12 points in that game. But Steph Curry had 4 threes, and those 4 threes were critical to the game, especially when he shot them. And he had one from half court. His foot was on the half court line, and he made that shot from there. And he started out the game with a one-footer from 3-point. But all those things, they decided...
MVP. Okay. So And it has nothing to do where they played the game, correct? No, it didn't have nothing to do. They was in Golden State. No. Didn't have nothing to do with honoring Rick Barry and them Golden State team. Hold on. Let me finish.
Not
honoring Run TMC, you know. Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway, you know, Run 3MC. Come on, man. They was honoring all of that.
I would do with that, Naughty. That's what I said. They decided to give him the MVP. That's what I said. And I said that because that's exactly how I thought it. I actually personally thought that Jason Tatum should have won it. You know, particularly how he was the leading scorer.
But that goes out the window because Dalton Connect out of the Rising Star should have got that award over your boy from San Antonio.
Yeah, I hear all of that, but it all came down to me, to the championship game. That's what determined where the MVP was coming from.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Rising Stars who got the award. I know the finals was going to determine the MVP.
Nevertheless, it was right. The NBA came up with that format, and
TNT was part of the marketing arm of it, and that's how they sold it. But that was created in an NBA boardroom, and they decided to go with that. And I think it's a desecration of the All-Star game. It's nothing even remotely close to what we grew up watching. And for lack of a better word, I think that product that I saw yesterday sucks.
It was a terrible show. And I do believe that they're going to go back to East versus West next year. I'm hearing that. I think that will happen next year.
All right, good stuff, man. I appreciate you calling, bro.
Do you know who I like, who format I like now, what they've done for their All-Star team? The NHL has the Four Nations Tournament instead of having an All-Star team.
Maybe that's what
the only reason Russia is not in it, because they're banned in an international play for Ukraine war. And then I think the Czech Republic had some other problems. But you have United States, Canada, Finland, Sweden. I think it's a wonderful format because you have quality, you get quality hockey being played. These guys represent their countries. And I think it's a fantastic, I love what they're doing. And I watched the Canada-US game. I watched the Canada-Sweden game. And I watched a little piece of the US-Finland game. Hockey and great fights, really good fights.
I think you watch it for the fights.
The US-Canada game was in 10 seconds into the game. When one of the McCutcheon brothers had gotten the fight, and then 15 seconds later, his brother got in the fight with someone else. So it was
that's hockey.
It was, yeah, that's hockey. You know, you should go to a fight, and hopefully a hockey game would break out.
Now, normally, Perley and I'll do the picks on a day like today at this point, brought to you, of course, by the Allen game. But the NBA is back, getting back to their respective cities after the All-Star game. You've got a ton of NCAA men's college basketball to bet on tonight, like 20 games. A ton of them. Too many for me and Perley to go over right now. You also got NCAA women's basketball.
You missed the awesome UCLA-USC game the other night.
What do you mean when Juju did a dunk? Quiet, Kayate. You know, I saw Juju go off. Juju gave him the business.
Yeah, she sure did.
She gave him the business. You could clearly see at this stage of her career, she's infinitely better than Caitlin Clark ever was. Anyway, let me continue.
And then tonight you got the Duke and Notre Dame game. Notre Dame got them superstars. Hannah, and I forget the other girl, Hannah Hedeglo or something like that. Oh, man, that girl could play some basketball. That should be a really good game to watch tonight.
There you go.
The Duke Notre Dame game.
And the adding game also reminds you the NFL is over, but they still got the big NBA takedown promotion coming up. All right. They also got March Madness with your bracketology and your brackets. Crazy ways to play and crazy ways to win big money with the Allen game on your brackets. They also have Major League Baseball getting ready to kick off. They've got ice hockey, the NHL. They've also got EuroLeague soccer. So there's a tons to play and win with the Allen game. Don't forget, May, we got horse racing. Kentucky Derby, Belmont, Preakness.
Yeah. Okay?
There's tons of ways to play and win with the Allen game, and they always remind you to play responsibly. All right, we're going to take a quick break, flip side of the break. Nick Wright and the crew taking us home today, and they say that the Philadelphia Eagles have an inside track to become the next dynasty in the NFL. I want you to listen out for that and more coming up on the flip side of the break as they take us home today on the Monday, February 17th edition of Talking Heads. Good stuff, Perley. I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, my brother.
All right, bro. Take time. Be safe.
You too.
My step soldier, the way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. 'Cause now is not the time to speak or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon school, yeah, if you're weak? Whoa, be my car, soldier, and let me stand.
You try to rest. Roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Why? Why, 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 why? Rastaman are born pagans, so I'll never go
with a pagan. Number one, followed by the Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, and my Packers. Coach Mangini is joining us right now. Coach, any issue with this top five?
Yeah, I had a lot of issues.
Me too. I had a lot of issues with it.
When you look through the list, just starting with Detroit, so Detroit's now going to go through an overhaul with their coordinators. They're changing both coordinators. Saw how well that worked out for Philly, but it can also go the other way too. I like Johnny Morton a lot, their new OC, and they've overcome a lot of stuff, and they've defied odds over time. I just don't know how this transition is going to work because you lose so much in terms of not just what the scheme is going to be, but also continuity of understanding the players, the way that the system operates, the way the building operates. So I think that's a challenge for them. The fact that Buffalo's not on the list, I didn't think that Buffalo was going to do much this season, as you all know, but they did, and this was their transition year. So now they're only losing they've only got three guys who are free agents this year, so they should be better positioned to move forward next year. You know, San Francisco, ton of injuries, but they're getting Saleh back, which to me is a big get. And now that he's got head coaching experience, to me it's not just the value of what he can do defensively, but he also brings that back to the organization. They had a ton of injuries, probably not going to happen again.
So you had him in the top five?
Well, I just think they're easily in the mix, and that's Cincinnati. Yeah. Having Joe Burrow, and I get T. Higgins as a free agent, and so is Gesicki, but they've made a change of defensive coordinator. Anytime you got Joe Burrow, you're in the conversation. And then Philly losing Kellen Moore and trying to repeat, that doesn't happen very often. And, you know, so that's going to be a struggle there. And,
so you hated it. We love Martin Brooks came to the list. Too long didn't read version and disagreed with every single piece of it, which, by the way, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and it was called the Super Bowl window, right?
Yep.
So I kind of took it like teams that have this window of several years to win a Super Bowl. But even if you go next year, look, if we're talking long term, Kansas City has to be number one. You know, Patrick Mahomes, five Super Bowl appearances in 7 years, like, it's just going
to
end.
Right.
Like, that has to be number one.
This feels great.
But I put together this quick list, Nick.
Yeah.
Kansas City one. I'm putting Baltimore two. Again, whether it's next year or long term, because Lamar, he got to be the hungriest dude in the NFL to win the
right
championship.
Now, yeah.
I mean, and the clock is ticking on him and Derrick Henry for that matter.
I think you say that every year.
I know, but he's getting hungry about a year. Hungry every year. I'm fine if you want to go Philly. They do have a window. They're set.
And they have a
Buffalo
great GM.
I put in there, yep, at four. Look, I think Washington, Green Bay, Detroit, Houston, Cincinnati, you mentioned some. I'll go with Washington. I know there's a possibility of a sophomore slump with Jaden Daniels, but they have $75 million to spend. Daniels seemed to show that every test he passed.
Yep.
So I don't know that he's going to have this slump. He looks like the real deal.
You didn't even put San Francisco on your list?
They're in the mix, as you said.
His Brock Purdy love is waning.
Once they sign Brock,
then you'll feel better about it.
It could be Green Bay. I agree with you. Detroit, I think, might take a little step back.
Step
that was
back.
A disappointing year for
them. I agree with that, too.
So, I mean, I feel like Coach maybe cheated off my paper, to be honest with you. Almost everything
he said. Because that's what I always do.
I agree. So, listen.
Run into your room to see your paper.
Kansas City should be number one. However, Philly won. Philly's the champion. They are not, while they are losing Kellen Moore, there's not a lot of those key guys you saw in the Super Bowl that you're like, oh, they're pending free agents. So,
but that should actually be a disqualifier. It shouldn't be shouldn't give them the edge.
Because it's tough to repeat,
Every 20 years.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree, but I just, I will, if people want to say Philly won, they're relatively, they have a very young defense. Almost all of their key offensive players you expect back, they should be one, so be it. But obviously Kansas City should be right after them. But I have, the Baltimore to me is a touch too optimistic because it does feel like they are in the same position they've been in the last couple of years, and we have no reason to believe they're finally breaking through. Buffalo not being, if people didn't read the article, and I love Bucky, I just vehemently disagree with this, 6, 7, and 8 were the Chargers, right, Washington, and Houston. So he did not have in the top 8 Buffalo, San Francisco, or Cincinnati, who at San Francisco, if you believe in the quarterback, has to be on there because of what they've done over the last half decade. Cincinnati and Buffalo, when you have a young super, not young, but young-ish, but superstar quarterback in the peak of his prime, they've got to be on there. Here's my question for you about Green Bay. So Green Bay has a ton of good players.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think they have any great players. No. And that's my only concern about why I don't know that I would have Green Bay on there.
I think that he...
Guys, I'm really sorry. I love you all. I'm just not going to have... I'm not going to do Lil Wayne football takes, okay? I mean, didn't Skip Bayless learn that that just doesn't go anywhere? So let's just talk about this list right here, okay? Let's just get to it. I don't need to hear Lil Wayne's Green Bay Packers take. So I'm sorry, I apologize. But first off, Nick Wright making sense, putting the Philadelphia Eagles number one. I mean, the fact that Mangini and Brew, he's like, oh, I'm putting the Chiefs one, and then the Ravens two, and I wouldn't have a problem putting the Eagles three. Oh, you wouldn't have a problem? The team that went to 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years? You wouldn't have a problem with that? The team that just hung 95 points in their last 2 games and demolished the Kansas City Chiefs? You wouldn't have a problem with that? That's good. That's good. You wouldn't have a problem with that. What are we saying? Yeah, they lost their OC, and they're going to lose some players probably in free agency. But the Eagles have now gone to 3 Super Bowls since 2017. Like, what are we doing here? The Baltimore Ravens, none. The Baltimore Ravens have actually gone backwards. They were in the AFC Championship game last year, or, you know, in 23. And now this last season, it's weird to already reference this past season as the past season. They couldn't even get past the Buffalo Bills. So just stop. Why do we keep doing this nonsense? Why do we keep doing this with this nonsense? And you have more belief in the 49ers, Mangini, than the Philadelphia Eagles? Huh? The team that for the most part was fully healthy, minus a Greenlaw injury, definitely a bad injury in that Super Bowl, but you had the Avengers all healthy, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey, Purdy. They didn't look like the Philadelphia Eagles. They didn't look like the Philadelphia Eagles did in that Super Bowl. No, sir. No, sir. And again, to be fair, I think all of these teams, that's why I have no desire at this point right now. I have fun doing that. I like to put myself in a corner sometimes and be like, you have to pick top 5. Who is it going to be? I'm sorry, in February, I have no desire to do that right now. I have no desire to force myself to only pick 5 teams. But I know if I had to pick 5 teams, it wouldn't be those 5 teams. And yeah, I am also putting KC. Like if I really, because it's like if I was really going to do this, yeah, I would put Philly and KC number 1. I would put them both. Yeah, I would do the tiers and put them both at the top. Because they both are the only 2 teams right now that have consistently shown their ability to get to the Super Bowl. You can make the argument the 49ers as well. You can make that argument. But the 49ers also have some pieces that are a little... And again, I believe that the 49ers will be good in the future and will right their own ship. But it's not clear to me that they'll be able to do it like this coming season immediately. Like that's because they do have some issues that they are working through. They do have some pieces that are older in the wrong positions. So there is that unknown factor, which I think would be fair if you had, you know, some skepticism, some, you know, at the end of the 23 season going into this past season for the Philadelphia Eagles, which is why I never said that the Philadelphia Eagles, even going into this season, it was like they're the top Super Bowl contender. I said, yeah, no, they're in the mix. They're a top contender because they had gone to the Super Bowl the year before. They had two bad coordinators. They now drafted. And we saw the moves that they made. Saquon Barkley, right? In February, when it was February of 23, so I guess 24, you wouldn't be able to say the Philadelphia Eagles are a top Super Bowl contender. You needed to see all the moves that they were making. You needed to see the decisions that they made for you now to be like, okay, this team should be legit. So that's why I think it's okay to kind of like kick the can down the road a little bit for the 49ers. See what they do in the draft. Let's see, you know, what pieces they pick up in free agency, et cetera, et cetera. And there are legitimate question marks now around the Detroit Lions. Again, the Philadelphia Eagles know better than anyone. They experienced 2023. So they know. But then again, to not have the Buffalo Bills up there, and you're going to have the Green Bay Packers up there, and you're also going to put the Green Bay Packers over the Washington Commanders. I don't know, man. This list is kind of a mess to me. And again, you're talking about Super Bowl windows. Well, the Jaden Daniels window is just opening. The Packers, quite frankly, they're another season coming up short away from people starting to be like, get Matt LaFleur out there, out of here. Not saying that I would do that, but based off of the fans and the interactions that I've had with them, like you, it would not surprise me. If they come up short, if they lose in the wild card round again or divisional round, there's people that are absolutely going to complain. It's either going to come down to Jordan Love or Matt LaFleur. That's what happens when you come up short. And when you have a prominent coach and quarterback, someone's got to get the blame, just like how it was Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. Someone's got to get the blame. So, I'm, you know, and again, I believe in the Green Bay Packers significantly, but last season was definitely disappointing. Even when they were healthy, I was still like, this doesn't feel right. And if you're so positive in the Green Bay Packers, well, then it's like, well, then you should have some of that positivity then about the Houston Texans. So I don't know. And again, it's like, it's just weird to me. If you're going to say, well, we're not going to put the Buffalo Bills up there, but we're going to put a team like the Packers or the Lions, or is it because you think that it's harder to get to the Super Bowl because it's the AFC, because you got to go through the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, again, like I'm open to that as well, but I don't know. Because then why are the Ravens there? I don't know. We're definitely ripping off the Band-Aid right now for off-season takes. And you're seeing me experience it in real time where I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, the Kansas City. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, people that are saying like, well, I don't hate the Philadelphia Eagles, the team that just won the Super Bowl, being third. Like, and then you're talking about all the issues that the Eagles will have where they're going to lose some pieces or they'll lose their coordinators, right? Because the Philadelphia Eagles haven't shown their ability to find their way through that path. And again, we're talking about windows. We're not even talking about it just next season. If this was the list for who's got the best chances to win the Super Bowl next year, or who do you think will win, then I could understand. That makes a little bit more sense. But this question is clearly about the window. Bucky Brooks' top Super Bowl windows. So yeah, even if the Eagles don't repeat in 25, doesn't mean that their window isn't a top window. So I don't know, man. I don't know. This is officially my ripping off the Band-Aid of off-season NFL takes.